time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, where the Indians will be taking on the Ansonia Tigers. Boys action, had girls action earlier today, and girls won down at Arcanum. And for Ansonia, they're coming in, their JV's coming in with a record of 4-1. Their only loss is to Houston. They lost 35-31. And they've beaten Tri-Village, Newton, Mississinewa Valley, and Franklin Monroe last night, I believe it was. Yes, last night. They beat Franklin Monroe by a score of 77-67. So that's where we are here. Reese, do you have the starting lineups?
Yes, I do. For the Ansonia Tigers, starting fourth, Ethan Fisher, number five, Levi Billenstein, Isaac Barger, Ethan Hemmert, and Trevor Martin.
All right.
And starting for the Indians will be Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Ian Holman, Gavin Toby, and Mr. Brian Benn. To get started.
Sounds dangerous. I hope we're gonna be in pretty good shape here for the boys JV. They're 5-1. Their only loss is to Jay County in one that we scored the first 14 points, and then they kind of slowly pecked away and ended up winning the game on us. So we've beaten Delphus Jefferson, Versailles, Parkway, South Adams, and Wapakoneta last night in a big thriller that you heard here. 66-60 in three overtimes. Getting ready for the tip-off.
Ryan Benn will tip it in, and Ryan Post will get it, so the Indians will get the first possession of the game. He'll get it into Gavin Toby. Toby will travel, no call up, and good. Two-point basket. Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby kind of jumped and didn't do anything there, Neil, and we got away with one there. Fisher will give it over to number 13, Billenstein, top to number 14, Barzo. We're back over to Fisher up 4-3, and he sinks it, so I'll put the Tigers on the board. Ryan Post will walk on up, giving to Toby into the corner. Back up top to Ryan Post, over to Kobe Wendell. Kobe dribbling around, guarded by number 5, Ethan Fisher. Give over to Ryan Post. Ryan will give it to Gavin Toby back in the corner. Toby will then drive baseline, go back middle, up and no good. Rebounded by Ethan Fisher of the Tigers, and they push the other way. He'll give up to number 14, Barza, back up top to Fisher. He'll get a screen. He'll throw it over to number 13, Billenstein. Billenstein will give it back over to Fisher. Fisher back up top to Isaac Barza. Barza will give back to Fisher, over to number 24, Ethan Hemmert. And then number 5, Fisher will throw up a 3, up no good. Ryan Post will give it up to Toby. Toby will then fire it over to Kobe, up and good. 2-point basket.
Yeah, Gavin got kind of lost his footing, got way too far under the basket and kind of flipped it behind him. And fortunately, we were right there to grab it.
So the Indians do have a 1-point lead here in the first quarter. Number 13, Levi Billenstein will try to get in, and Ian Holman will steal it away. Give up to Ryan Post, and Ryan will be fouled. So
he tried to get between a couple of defenders, and they, at least one of them, and I think both of them reached in trying to swat it away from him, and they called that.
Kobe will get in to Ryan Post. And he'll use a screen by Kobe and then give it into the corner to Ian Holman. He's wide open, up no good. Rebound by number 24, Ethan Hemmert. And he'll then lose it, but it's off of Gavin Toby, so he'll stay with the Tigers. Isaac Barger will walk on up for Ansonia. The Indians have a one-point lead here in the first quarter. 5 minutes left. Barza will use the screen. He'll try to get in. Ben will tip it away, and Ian Holman comes up with it.
That play isn't working well for him.
A little pick-and-roll action, and it wasn't there. So Kobe Wendell will have the ball. He'll give it to Ian Holman in the corner. Back up top to Ryan Post. He'll give it back over to Ian in the corner. He'll swing on up to Gavin Kobe at the top of the key, over to Kobe Wendell on the right wing. Up top to Ryan Post, to Holman, to Kobe in the bin. Ben will put a strong move up, no good. Good move there, Ben, but could not get over number 42, Trevor Martin of the Tigers. Number 5, Ethan Fisher, will throw up a 3 up and good.
Yeah, it went around the rim, came back, and I thought it was out, and came back and went through, so Indians down a couple. 6-4.
Fisher's second 3 of the game, and then Ryan Post is in.
They're calling for carrying the ball.
Yep, and 2 subs for the Tigers. Number 12, Jacob Longenet, and number 33, Peyton Bean. So, 14, Isaac Barges, still in the game. He'll walk on up. Offense. He'll give it to, he's looking around, he'll give it over to number 24, Ethan Hemrick. Hemrick will then give it back over to number 13, Billenstein. Then he'll swing out to, or it was Barza, and then he'll swing on over to Billenstein, up, no good for 3, and he needs to get back. He'll push up, Kobe will push up to Gavin Kobe. Kobe will drive baseline, just out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire for 3, and good. 3-point basket for Ryan Post.
That's his shot. Nice shot from deep in the left corner and right through the net. Indians lead now by 1, 7-6.
Barza will get a screen. He'll use it. He'll hit over to number 12, Jacob Longnecker. Longnecker. He'll give up to number 33, Peyton Bean. He'll swing on over to number 12, Jacob Longnecker again. And he'll give over to Isaac Barza. He'll fire up a 3 up and good.
So now it's 9-7. Tigers, 2:55 left in the first quarter.
So Ryan Post will give it over to Gavin Kobe. Gavin will swing it over to Ian in the bin, and he'll be up and 1.
Nice.
Ian Hillman found Ben. His defender was in front of him. He threw over top to Ben, and the other one of the other guys came over and hacked him on the arm. He put up a shot and was good. So
made a nice strong move to the basket, and that'll put him at the foul line. 2:46, tied at 9. And I think most teams we can make that play work. He's stronger than just about anybody on the floor, and if we can get the ball to him, he can make that move. Missed the foul shot.
So the Tigers get back. Ethan Fisher has it, gives it over to Barza into the corner to Peyton Beam. Beam will give it up to number 22, Winderman. He'll give it to number 5, Fisher. Fisher will fire up a 2 up, no good. Rebounded by Russell Gale. Gale will then bring it up. He'll cross the timeline. He'll then drive baseline, give you the screen by
Man.
He'll be fouled, but on the layup, and he makes
nice move, Russell.
Line. Shoot 1.
Made a nice strong move toward the basket. Goes in, puts the Indians in the lead by 2, and he'll go to the foul line. And Gavin Toby comes out, and Dylan Evers comes in for him. 2:15, 11-9 Indians.
Gale's free throw is up and no good.
Oh, he missed a couple of foul shots. A chance to get extra points there on those shots.
So Barza will go coast to coast with up, no good with the layup. And Ben will get it out to Gale with 2:05 left in the first. And he's had a
Ben skied for that rebound. Usually he just kind of boxes out, and he was a couple of feet off the ground. He was way up there grabbing that rebound.
Ryan Post will check back in for the Indians. He'll come in for Kobe Wendell and number 13, Levi Billenstein. We'll check back in for the Tigers. For number 14, Isaac Barza. All 9 points of the Tigers so far coming off 3s. 2 by Fisher and 1 by Barza. Ryan Post will bring it up, and he'll give it over to Dylan Evers into the corner to Russell Gale. Gale will then drive baseline, bring it back out to Ben. Back to the corner to Gale. Gale will then find Ryan Post, and he'll try to get the bend. He does. Then we'll then try to go middle and then turn back to his right shoulder, and he will be fouled. He'll be on the floor. So number five, Ethan Fisher, will pick up his first foul, and the Tigers... Be a second in team's fifth.
Now, right now, it looks like Fisher is a junior, Billenstein is a junior, and 42 Trevor Martin, I don't think he's out there now, but he's played quite a bit. Our three juniors playing on this, and they're pretty good players, so that might mean that their varsity is pretty decent, too.
Riley will check in, and he'll have the ball in the corner. He'll drive, dish out to Ryan Post, and finds over to Evers in the corner. Up no good. Rebound by Riley Will. So he knew he'll get another chance. He'll get into Ben. Ben will then go baseline. Up and good.
Another strong move. Man. They don't have anybody that can match his strength. They just don't. And he's going to be coming out. We'll have another strong guy coming in. Maybe not quite as much skill, but strong as he is. And that'll be Kenny Judy coming in for Ben. He misses a free throw. Somebody was across the line. He'll get another shot. Didn't see which one of the Tigers was across the line, but so we're not doing well at the foul line, but this gives us another chance here so Ben can get one. Indians lead not 5-14-9. And Kenny Judy will replace Ben. Minute 18. Tigers with the ball.
Ethan Fisher will bring it up, gives it over to number four, Hemmer. Ethan will then drive and pull up about a 10-footer up, no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. Kenny getting a little bit more playing time here in the past three games. He's been looking solid for Coach O. Riley Will drive, put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Riley Will, and he'll put it
that
up.
That was pure hustle by Riley. He just jumped all over that and grabbed that rebound from some taller guys. The Tigers are going to take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
We're back here at the Fort Side Field now. The Indians JV has a 7-point lead here on the Tigers. Number five, Ethan Fisher, will walk on up. He'll give over to number 42, Trevor Martin. Not sure if he's ball skill or has any ball skill with the ball, but he loses it and he needs to get back. Ryan Post will pump a shot up and good.
Nice turnaround jumper. And the Indians have scored 10 straight. We were down 9-8. Now we lead 18-9. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter.
So Fisher will bring on up, guarded by Russell Gale.
Russell's giving him problems.
Fisher will fire up a shot. No good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. Kenny will give it over to Evers. Up to Will. They have 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Riley Will. What's the time? He sees it. He'll then drive middle. Dish out to Gale. Wide open the corner. I'm not sure if he knows. And he fires up shot. And no good. Now the quarter. He needs to have a lead here at the end of the first quarter. 18-9. We'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Fortside Field now, starting the second quarter of the boys' junior varsity competition. And soon you'll get the first possession with the ball. Number 24, Hemrick, will give it over to number 33, Bean. Number 13, Levi Billings, now fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Brian Bean. And he'll get it up to Ian Holman. Ian will fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Lochtefeld. He'll turn around to Holman in the bin, and he'll miss it short. And he'll go back to the Tigers. They'll fire into the corner to number 24, Hemrick, up top to Isaac Barjan. He'll fire up a three up and good. His second three of the night so far.
We don't want them to get hot on those. They've been shooting them all night and have not been making them. If they start making them, it's going to be a little different ball game here.
Wendell will then find Toby. Toby will drive up and good. Two-point basket.
Nice little move. Flipped up a right-handed about half hook. And it's 20-12. Just under 6 minutes here in the second quarter. They pass it, try to pass it into the corner, and man wasn't ready for it. He was not looking for it. Goes right on out of bounds. So it'll be the Indians' ball with Lochtefeld. Going to pass it in when everybody's set. Gets it into Toby.
Lochtefeld will have it. And then he'll lose on the floor. And
yeah, got right into a double team. Kind of dribbled right into it, trying to get across the center court there.
Barza with him. Our official 5-3 up, no good. And Kobe Wendell will bring it on up. Means you have an 8-point lead here in the second quarter. Lochtefeld will look fired over to Ian. Ian will give a pump fake back to Derek. Over to Kobe Wendell. At the top of the key to Derek. Over to Ian. Ian will then drive baseline up. And
nice move.
Short.
Didn't make it.
Lochtefeld will clean up the board. No good. Ben will then pump a shot. No good. And he'll be fouled. So he'll go line shooting two. So yeah. Far, Ben tonight is 1 of 3 at the line.
I think he's going to be 2 for 4 after this shot. Maybe 3 for 5. Get him a couple here. First one's in. 21-12. 5:16 here in the second quarter. And Indians with the lead. The Tigers have been shooting a lot of threes, and the coach doesn't seem to be mad about it. So I'd say that's their game. They just haven't been making them. But if they do start going in for them, it could be a little bit different. Misses his second one.
Beam will give it over to Isaac Barja. Barja will give it over to number 5, Fisher, back at the Barja. Barja will then drive out to number 5, Ethan Fisher, up and good. 3-point basket. Ethan Fisher is 3rd so far here in the first half. Kobe Wendell will walk off, tries to go split a double team. He'll lose it, and he'll give it up to number 14, Barja. Barja will pull up for 3, up no good, rebound by Finn. Finn will then give it up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then get double teamed again. He loses again, and he'll go back to the Tigers. Number 5, Ethan Fisher will fire up a long 2, up no good.
And Sonia's just dribbling down, and instead of going toward the basket, they're pulling up and shooting either long 2s or 3s. And I was just getting ready to say maybe that's our game plan, but he just called a timeout after 2 straight times down the court when they could have gotten noticeably closer to the basket to get a shot off. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back in just a second or two.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Josh here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians JV has a 6-point lead over the Ansonia Tigers.
Got the 4.5 minutes left. We played 2.5, and what was it, 19-9? Is that what it was at the end of the quarter?
Yeah, it was.
So the Indians have only scored 2, and Tigers have scored 6. So, and they've had a lot of chances because they've been getting the ball from us. So the Tigers have the ball now.
All points have been came from the three-point line for the Tigers. All 5 threes, and they'll have a player control foul on number 4, Ethan Fisher. So that'll be his third. So most likely he's going to be coming out of the game, and he probably will not check back in here in the first half.
And he's listed on the varsity roster, so he may just be done for the game. I don't know how much they plan to use him in the varsity, but Indians have it going into Dillon.
Evers will then be fouled. He was in the shooting process, so you go to line shooting 2. This will be Dillon Evers' first time at the line. And it looks like Ryan Post will check in after the shot. First one by Dillon is up and good, so sends the lead 2-7 for the Indians here in the second quarter. Evers will his second. He'll fire it on up there. No good. Rebounded by number 14, Isaac Barza. Only 2 people have scored for the Tigers, Fisher and Barza. Both all have 3s, so they must be a 3-point shooting team. Number Dillon Stein will give it over to number 12, Longenecker, and give it to number 11, Ethan Cedar. Up top, number 13, Levi Billenstein. So give over to number 11, Cedar. Up
Setzer.
Setzer.
Yep.
Number 12, Longenecker. And he'll give over to number 13, Billenstein. Up for 3, up no good. Rebound by Dillon Evers.
Good job, Dillon.
So Kobe Wendell will bring on up. Gives over to Ryan Post. Up top to Gavin Kobe, to Will. Will give it back over to Gavin. Gavin will swing on over to Kobe Wendell. Up top to Riley Will. Riley then lose it. And number 11. How do you say it again?
Setzer.
Setzer?
Setzer.
Setzer. So he'll give it to number 13, Billenstein. Billenstein will then go to the middle of the paint. Up no good. Rebound by Evers. Up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will give it over to Toby into Ryan Post. Ryan Post will swing it to Riley Will on the cut. Up and good. 2-point basket. Riley Will.
Nice pass by Ryan Post to hit Riley Will cutting toward the basket from the opposite corner and up and in. Strong move. Indians are looking good now with a 9-point lead.
Billenstein will then drive, lose it. Ryan Post comes up with it. Hits it Evers. Evers will then go up and go.
Nice. Another nice assist from Ryan. Dillon Evers with a nice move going down the right side, goes right to the basket and goes in. And Billenstein's bringing the ball up court, he does a little bit of a double dribble. So looked like he was getting ready to throw a pass to one of his buddies who turned his head just as he's going to pass it. So he hung onto the ball and then double dribbled. So Indians get the ball back. So 26-15, 11-point lead now, went from 7 to 11 pretty quickly, and we have the ball again.
And Post will give it over to Riley Will. Will then swing over to Gale, up top to Post, over to Evers. Evers will hit Post. Ryan will look around, and then back out to Evers. Evers will hit Ben at the foul line, back to Evers. Evers will fire up 3, up no good. Rebound by Ryan Post. He'll be shut from behind.
Yep, he was going to try to grab it and put it back in, all in the same move, and got a little bit of a push there. So he'll go to the foul line. Indians leading by 11. Minute 54 here in the first half.
Indians must have been had a very clean half. I mean, geez, they have 10 fouls. We have 0, so I don't know.
Yeah, and that's probably right.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some contact that hadn't been called, but it's not where they're calling everything against them and none for us, because I'd say those fouls are pretty close to right. You know, obviously they miss a few here and there, but I think our friend is doing a pretty good job officiating.
Ryan Post's second one is up and good. He missed the first. So it gives the Indians a 12-point lead.
Carried the ball but didn't call it.
There were 22 wide there. We'll give it over to number 21, Garrett. And Garrett just checked in for the first time tonight. Trevor Martin will then drive. Dish out to number 12, Longenek, over to number 21, Garrett. Garrett then leads
Russell. Gale. Steals one.
And Ryan Post will give it up to Russell. Russell then drive baseline, find Ben wide open, up and good. Two-point basket, Brian Ben.
That was nice. Gale went to the basket from the right side, drew two or three defenders, and there's Ben standing 6 feet from the basket wide open, flipping the ball. And Ryan Post steals one, misses it, Russell Gale misses it, got the rebound, and Sonya with the rebound. I'll let you get back to it here. Sorry.
Trevor Martin will give it up to Beam. Back to number 14, Barza, over to number 12, Longenecker. He'll fire up a three up and no good, and we'll go back to
the whole thing and bounces out of bounds. So 54 seconds, Indians up now 29-15. It was 21-15 with Antonia having the ball not very long ago, and Indians have kind of put it on them here. So
Beavers will give it in to Gale. They have 52 seconds left here in the second quarter. He'll hit you home, and then Ben. Ben will pump a strong move up, and he'll be fouled. So the line shooting two.
Ian had a good chance to put in that three-pointer from the corner, but he saw Ben open under the basket, and he could get him the ball, and he knows Ben can make that strong move. They did stop him, but it took a foul to stop him. So he'll be at the line again.
Ben's first one up is no good.
Off the front of the rim.
And Antonio's, I mean, I went down and talked to Bubba and got their whole team, and he's subbed in every one of their guys, so he's not scared of using any of them. Yeah. I mean,
that's good.
That's not a bad thing for the Tigers, and Gale will then go behind it and steal it. Holman will give it back to Gale. So
another hustle play for Russell.
And then Ian Holman will be wide open up and good. That's 3-point basket.
His shot. He passed up a similar one in the other corner before to get it into Ben, and that one is in, and he hope he gets hot. He's that's his first three tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he's so missed a couple. But
12, Longenecker will give it up top to number 22, Widener. Back over to number 13, Billenstein. Billenstein will then hit number 22, Widener, for a long two up, no good. Rebound by Ian Holman.
Five seconds left.
Gale will have it. Finds Ian. Ian will fire up a long three.
That one's off.
And Dylan Evers right there. First.
Dylan Evers grabbed that long shot and puts it right back up at the buzzer. Indians 35-15 after two quarters. Wow. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Faller Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Faller Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot. lot more. There'll also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with the winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prizes of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Azales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd to 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
And the winning on the Wabash, that's going to be a big party coming up next summer. And if you're kind of stuck for a good gift to get somebody, get them a ticket for that win on the Wabash. Even if they already have one, this doubles their chances. There's going to be 95 prizes. There's going to be 25 cash prizes. And the smallest one of those cash prizes is $1,000. There's every 5 minutes for two nights, they're going to be drawing these winners out. So if you're looking for a gift for somebody, see some of the athletic boosters. But the easiest probably now to get a gift for somebody is to go to their wowraffle.com or their Facebook page. I think it's called Wow Raffle or Win on the Wabash. Either one. If you go on Facebook, start typing it in, you'll find it with no problem. But that's going to be a pretty big deal.
That's a great thing for, especially for the athletic boosters. They're doing it really just to get, if you've been out there, baseball field is kind of hitting its stage. And I like that as a player, but I know with this, they could really put this, we could really have a nice facility. We could be as good as Coldwaters and all that. We could have the best in this area.
Right there with anybody.
So,
it's going to be a really nice thing when they get the thing finished. But if you just want to look at it from being selfish, you can win a bunch of there's hot tubs, there's two or three golf carts, ATVs, $25,000 cash prize. It's unbelievable.
But even if you don't even win anything, $100 doesn't seem a whole lot when you're out there getting free entertainment and you get free camping.
Two whole nights, free camping.
That's a deal right there for itself. So.
Yep. So if they already have a ticket, double their chances of winning. They're allowed to win more than once. If they have five tickets, they can win five times.
I know. They're doing a heck of a – the athletic boosters are trying to put this thing together. And it's going to come up to the community to fight, and we'll probably won't make it happen. I know that for sure. Yep.
So. You got some stats there figured out yet?
Yeah, I do. For the Indians, so far scoring, Wendell has 2, Russell Gill has 2, Riley Will has 4, Dylan Evers has 5, Ian Holm has a 3, Ryan Benn has 5, 6, 7, 9, Ryan Post has 6, and Gavin Tobey has 4. And for the Tigers, Fisher has 9, and Barja has 6, so all 3s, so there you go.
Wow. So they have 5 threes, and that's their scoring.
Wow. 5 threes, and that's their scoring.
And, they've shot a lot of threes, and that I didn't realize that was all their scoring, but the coach does not seem to be angry at any of them for shooting a three, except for that one little two-possession stretch where they had more or less a fast break going and pulled up and shooting 18 to 20 footers with nobody to rebound.
Yeah.
And, they could have easily gotten noticeably closer to the basket, maybe even drawn a foul on a layup. But other than that, he's letting them shoot threes all night long. And
I think I would like that coach.
Yeah.
So
even though
Coach O gave me the green light after a while. So, I can't complain about that.
Yeah.
So.
But that seems to be their offense. But if they start hitting them, this game's going to get tight because we're up 20. But if they hit two or three threes and, we're throwing the ball away, get real close real quick. So we don't want that to happen. But when you're Tony Overton, what do you tell our kids to do on defense in the second half? Just kind of face guard them a little bit, make sure they don't get off an easy shot? Or
I mean,
what do you do there?
I mean, to be honest, if I was a coach, I mean, you put Coach O, I mean, I bet he's going to say, because I mean, I would say Coach O's been one of my better coaches. I know for a fact he's going to put his two best defenders on Fisher and Barge. I mean, yeah, they're going two guys that have been, yeah, and you're not.
Yep.
If they're going to do a screen away, you're just going to, I would just either, I don't know if Coach O's switching or is he staying to try to fight through the screen. I'm not sure. When I played for him, he did both. It was just a certain time. So,
yep.
I mean, it's,
and I mean, we might not see Fisher because he's listed on the varsity roster and he has three fouls. So I don't know their strategy on if they're going to, because as you said, they've played every single player on their JV roster.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. I mean, Coach O, I bet he has a plan. I mean, to be honest, his plan right now is still, I mean, it's working just as good as any other plan. But knowing going to half, knowing they only shoot threes, I mean, it's, I mean, just don't leave your guy. I mean, it seems like everyone can shoot from three. I mean, I guess the coach has given them the green light to shoot. So you just got to stay close to your defenders and fight through screens and make sure you're there helping, especially if they're wide open. So,
So let's take another quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about maybe some games coming up and a few things like that. So be back in just a minute.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? For Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. For Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
We're back here at Quartzsite Fieldhouse. A little over a minute to go until the start of the second half. I want to talk to you about the stuff coming up next week. We got the next Friday, the boys will host Greenville. And then on Saturday, the girls will host Jay County at noon. And WPGW will be a little simulcast their broadcast of the JV and varsity games. Usually we do the JV and let WPGW do the varsity, but they are also, for the Jay County games, they do the JV games. So we'll be letting them do that. And also something we want to thank the community, the people, Bob Stogler, Bill Stogler, Harold Feely, Rocker, Jack Stogler, for helping us with the Christmas show. And with what we got in the mail today and yesterday, we have raised over $45,000. That is an unbelievable number. And we had a lot of fun. If you want to see the show, it's on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, go on the Fort Terry Radio page, click on the videos, and it's right there, and you can, it's 3 or 4 hours, but it's fun. It's taken me 3 days, and I haven't watched it all yet, but I was sort of there, but I was in the back room. But so now the Indians will start it off with the second half with Gavin getting it into Ryan.
So the start the second half, Ryan Post does have it. Ryan will then give over to Kobe Wendell. It looks like the Tigers are showing a little press here to start the second half. And number 13, Levi Bellenstein, kind of just almost trucked over Kobe Wendell. So
yeah, he tipped it away from Ryan, and going after it, he ran into Kobe, so foul on him.
Giving it to Kobe, back to Ryan, up to Ian, and then Gavin Toby. Up, no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will pop a shot. Ben, good. 2-point basket. Ryan Ben.
Cleaned it up pretty well. Gavin made a nice move, but it just didn't go in, and Ben's there to grab it.
So the Tigers are getting back to number 24, Hammer, Hemrick to number 5, Ethan Fisher, over to Barja.
So Fisher is back in.
Back over to Fisher. Up top to number 24, Hemrick. Over to number 14, Barja. Up no good for 3. Ryan Post gets the board, and he'll bring it on up. Give it over to Kobe Wendell into the corner. Ian, he finds Ben. Up no good. And he thought he got foul, but no call.
Yeah, a little bit of a push, but he should have. He was a little too far under the basket and had to put it up a little weaker than he usually does.
Fisher will give over to number 13, Bill, and sign up for 3. No good. Rebound by Ben. He'll give up to Kobe Wendell. Up to Ian Holm, and Ian will then fire for 3. This time up short.
Rebound. That's a shot by from the left corner there.
The Tigers. So Barger will bring it on up. He'll give it to number 24, Hemrick. Hemrick will fire for 3. Up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Toby will then bring it up. Riley will check on the next dead ball. Ian Holman will then be hit.
Ian Holman
on the shot.
Going toward the basket. Fouled. Our friend Darian Sheffer calling that foul. Darian's a really good official.
Yeah, I mean,
that hurts me to say that.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I'm very good friends with him. And I mean, I heard a lot of people around the MAC always enjoy having him here. And I mean, yep. Recovery loves him having him here. I mean, he'll call it the way it's supposed to be called. And
he does. He doesn't favor anybody ever that I've seen on any call, anytime. He's good. He's going to be a really outstanding official. I think you took a class today. You're thinking about doing something like that, at least for a little things. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I just ended my class today with Don Kemper. So I was with him all this morning. So it's great. Me, Chase Bruns, and Jossie Kaiser were the 3-4 recovery people with.
Foul called on Gavin Toby, and Gavin's grinning. The Ansonia fans in front of us are happy that finally got called. He's probably been leaning a lot all game, and things get called a little different in different leagues, and what we call Mac ball is dirty basketball in a lot of the other leagues, and that's, you know, it's just the way things go. We got things called a little different for the girls down at Arcanum today, and it's just a difference. Neither one of them's necessarily right. It's just how it's done. So
Ben will have the ball at top of key. He'll hit Kobe one on the corner. Kobe will then dish to Ben. Ben with an 8-footer up, no good, but he'll be fouled.
I think he fouled Kobe on the rebound. I thought Ben got fouled, but I think he fouled Kobe on the rebound. So 3 team fouls for Ansonia. That's that is Fisher's 4th.
Riley will inbound into Ryan Post. Ryan Post and then drive mill, pulled about 15 footer up short.
Little fadeaway didn't work.
Barger will then push up to Billenstein. He'll give it back to Barger. Barger then fire up a 3, up no good. Rebound by Gavin Cove. I'm not even sure, Neil, if Ansonia's even taking a shot inside the arc, to be honest.
It's been a long time. Inside to Riley Post, and Ansonia's calling a timeout. We haven't given the score for a while because nobody scored. So right now it's 41-15. Indians have scored 6, and Ansonia has scored 0 in the 3 minutes, short of 3 minutes here. We're taking a full timeout, so we'll just take one with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians lead 41-15, 4:15 left here in the third quarter. Indians are playing pretty well, and a lot of things are going in for them. And as Reese said a minute ago, everything seems to be in Sonya shooting three-pointers and almost nothing inside anywhere near the lane. I don't know. Maybe they live and die by that, or they are 4-1, and if they're hot, I can see how they could beat some teams pretty bad.
I'm anxious to see how the varsity comes out and shoots. I mean, JV's all threes, and what's the varsity? So yep. Ryan, we're back in the action. Ryan Post will then steal it away, and he'll be fouled on the layup, so he'll get a line shooting two. Remember, coming up after this, we'll turn over to Rob Weaver and WPGW for the varsity game.
Yep, it'll be simulcast, and they'll also be simulcasting both varsity games next week. The boys on Friday night with Greenville, and we'll be doing the JV game, and then the girls Jay County on Saturday at noon. It'll be probably Justin Mangold and maybe Rob. But Justin Mangold and Rob, some combination of that, will be doing the JV and varsity games next Saturday. So, in Sonya with the ball here, 43-15 Indians.
Barger will give it over to Billenstein. He'll get a screen. Billenstein will then, I think, put the first two-pointer of the night for it. It tires up, no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. Judy will give it up to Post, up to Gale. Gale will then, or that's Riley Will up, and good.
Nice, strong move, Riley Will. Man. Puts it up and in, fouled. And Derek Lochtefeld will come in for Ryan Post.
I mean, to be honest, I'm hearing a lot of chit-chatter down here by the Ansoni guys, but you're not going to get foul calls when firing up threes every time.
So, right.
I mean, and there's no wonder we only have one foul this whole game, because Ansoni is not really taking the ball to the hole, and we're not
swatting at their passes or anything, because they're out past where we usually defend. And so there's not, we haven't had, if we wanted to foul, I'm not sure we could have very many chances.
Marzo will have it. He'll give it over to number 24, Hemrick.
Their offense
to number 13, Billenstein.
Is occasionally in the lane, but for the most part, they play out on the perimeter.
Billenstein will get it to Barja. Barja then will then drive this out to number 33, Beam. Beam will then go up, no good. Rebounded by Derek Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld will bring on up. Gives over to Evers. Evers will lose it. Number 13, Levi Billenstein, will come up with it. Billenstein will then fire up a long or a short two, up no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers. He'll give it to Riley Will. Riley Will slow it down. 45-15 is our score here in the third quarter.
Riley threw it in the corner to Derek Lochtefeld, who had cut toward the lane. So that went over his head by about 15 feet, but it was right where he was.
Yeah.
from the time he wound up to throw it, Lochtefeld had gone to the lane. So I guess that's a little funnier when when they make a mistake like that and you're up this much. So
Beam will hit Barja, 4-3 up short, and it'll be at the end line, so it'll be
not a good mistake for us to make, but if you're up 30, you can kind of forgive them for making a cross-court pass that just wasn't even close.
Carson Ram will check in for the Indians for the first time tonight.
He'll replace Riley Will, who played a great game.
Derek will get the ball, gets trapped, he'll get it to Judy, back over to Kobe, over into the corner to Carson Rammel. Carson will bring on up over to Derek Lochtefeld, into the corner to Evers. Evers will think about three, he'll give it back to Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld will then lose it, Carson Rammel comes up with it. 45-15, Indians up a good amount here in the third quarter. Kobe Wendell has the ball. And dribble around, give it to Lochtefeld. Derek will then hit Penny inside, and then it'll be a push from behind. That's a clear foul there. His arm was extended through his body, and that's an easy foul to call there.
And it was right in front of the official, shoved him in the back. And I didn't see any of their fans hollering about that one, but it surprises me because they were, there's one where one of their players went down and actually shoved the defender, no call, and they were mad because they didn't get a foul called on us.
Derek Locke will hit Carson Rammel. Carson will then drive, lose it, and it will be a double dribble, and that's the right call there.
Yep, he lost the ball, and he was the next person to touch it, and you're not allowed to do that, even if it's an accident. So
only time I learned that today. Only time he could really come up with the ball is after a throwing up shot or a shot attempt.
Yep.
So number 13, Levi Bellenstein,
and they're going to call an offensive foul, or
it'll be a player control foul on the Tigers. Gavin Toby will check in for Dylan Evers.
They seem to be, in a way, shooting pretty decent shots, but they're not going in. And they still have only the five threes is all they've scored in this whole game. And they're missing some what appears to be good shots, threes and twos, but. So, the Indians kind of have their number here, I believe.
Corona does go down, fire up a three up, no good. So the Tigers get back. Varja has, gives up top to number 24, Hemrick. Hemrick will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Kobe Wendell. And then will be fouled by number 13, Levi Billenstein.
That'll be his fifth.
Be his fifth.
But, they got the rebound, and he kind of tried to reach in, but got his arm and kind of shoved a little bit. And so they're going to take a little bit of time to see who they're going to put in for him.
It'll be number 33, Peyton Bean. And it looks like the Indians are in 1-1, so Kobe will go line for the Indians. This will be the first time Kobe Wendell hits the foul line.
So that's the eighth team foul. It's going to be 1-1, and again, Indians only one foul. Did we have any in the first
half? We did not have one.
I was thinking we had one or two, but we didn't have many. And, they haven't given us many chances to foul them, like you were saying. There has
to
be.
You guys are down here arguing. Just get my license. I don't see what Darian and this guy is doing wrong. I mean, they're not really giving us a chance to foul them, to be honest with you.
They have to, they're playing out away from the basket, and we're not guarding them that close. We can't foul them there. They're not going inside. We can't foul them there.
And they're really not going for any boards. So number 11, Setter, will fire
got one there.
No good. And Beam will be fouled on the rebound. So the line shooting two.
So 56.8 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians up 47-15. This is a chance for them to get some points other than three-point shots. So Beam's shot up off the back of the rim, no good.
Number 22, Maverick Widener will check in. And number 25, Gavin Wyatt.
Those are a couple players technically off the varsity roster, so I'm going to guess they're pretty good players. I think at least one of them's a sophomore. And so the face of this game may change here in the last quarter plus a minute. If they've got some different players in that aren't just shooting threes. Foul on the rebound, and that'll be a 1-1 for Gavin Toby.
First time at the line tonight for Gavin Toby.
Ninth team foul, so the next one will be double bonus for the Indians. So we'll play pretty much the whole fourth quarter probably in the double bonus.
Up and good. So you get one more.
Which if Ansonia fouls, that could make this game go very long with double bonus. But we'll see how it all plays out. Maybe we'll, like I said, with some different players in here, that might change the whole way this game is played now. Misses the second one, and Ansonia with the rebound. Bean gets it to
Varja. Varja with a drive, dish out to, can't see the number, Longenecker, and he'll be.
The Ansonia fans are mockingly clapping for that offensive foul. They are trying to harass the officials, but and I think that was a legitimate call. He backed into him. I don't think our defender was moving with him, but that's the second or third foul they've called on them. That the Ansonia fans are cheering that foul on their own player.
So Kobe Wendell bring it up and give it over to Lockefeld. Derek will then drive this out to Toby. Toby will then go middle with it, put up a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Gavin. Gavin will then find Kenny, and he'll be fouled. So the line shooting two.
That was a nice feed into Kenny Judy. Nice move, but he got it kind of fouled there going up. So Kenny will go to the line. 48-15. And Sonya had 9 at the end of the first quarter and scored 6 in the second quarter. Have not scored here in the third quarter with 11 seconds left. Kenny Judy's first one up and off the back of the rim and off. So double bonus. He'll get the second one here. Yep. Well, it was a shooting foul anyway.
Yep. He'll fire it on up there. Up in. No good. Rebound by Lockefeld. Lockefeld will bring it back out to Carson Rammel. He has 5 seconds
left. I'm not sure he knows about the time.
Carson Rammel with 3 seconds. He'll put up a crazy shot. No good. Yep. Rebounded by, and doesn't matter. The horn sound. So, happy quarter. Indians have a lead. 48-15. We'll be back here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. And he's have a 48-15 lead here to start the fourth quarter. And it looks like the Tigers will get first possession of the fourth quarter. Barja will give it over to Beam. Beam will then try to get inside. Kenny Judy will have it. Gets stolen, so Dylan Evers, and then he'll hand off to Russell Gale. Russell will give it to Carson Rammel. Rammel then fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers.
He tight ropes the sideline and stays in bounds.
Russell Gale has the ball. He'll pick up his dribble. He'll give it over to Dylan Evers. To Lockefeld to Rammel. Rammel fire up a three up, no good. Rebounded by Kenny Judy.
It's a good looking shot, but they're not going in yet. Kenny made another strong move, but he got really whacked on that one.
So this will be the second trip. Kenny goes to the line. He's 0 for 2 so far. 48-15 is our score here in the fourth quarter of the JV action. Remember, coming up after this, we'll send it over to Rob Weaver for the simulcast here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Kenny's first one up is no good.
I'll tell you, Kenny Judy, for not having played last year at all, he seems to have some very good knowledge of the game, some skill. He just isn't as smooth as he would have been if he played last year.
Kenny Jude makes his second.
He's been getting a lot more playing time here in the past three or four games.
He puts out the effort.
Yeah.
He's doing everything he can. He's looking at Darian saying, this guy's the offensive guy is backing into me, leaning on me. Help me out here a little bit.
And, that's all Coach O wants. And I play under Coach O, and he just wants the effort out of the kids.
Yes, so. That's exactly what you're after.
Russell Gale misses the layup, so the Tigers will get back. Marja has it. He will dribble out on top of key. And he still have a 49-15 point lead here in the fourth quarter. Ethan Fischel.
And they're going to call another offensive foul.
And that should be Ethan Fischel's fifth.
And I'm not sure somebody flagged down Mr. Oberle in that little discussion there. Not sure what that's about, but he's smiling. So might be somebody he knows from some other place, too. So not sure, but I don't know if they're asking about that. But could be something completely different than the game. So Dylan Evers will be inbounding it for the Indians. Gets it to Kenny. Quickly to Russell. Gets it over in the left wing down in the corner to Lochtefeld. Stolen and bounced off of Russell Gale's leg. And the Tigers will get the ball out of bounds.
And the Tigers will get back. Number 24, Hemrick will bring on up. He'll give it over to number 25, Wyatt, and he'll be fouled, or he'll be a
foul on Russell.
Foul on Russell, so.
Yep, I didn't see the play. I had my foot tangled up in my microphone cord, so I was trying to get that done. Sorry.
Ethan Hemrick will get it in to Beam, and he throws over the head, and it'll go out of balance, and it'll go back to the Indians.
Beam and Dylan Evers were kind of looking to see who is going to go grab that, and Dylan thought, well, I can't get it without fouling him, and Beam kind of just backed off of it and just went on out of bounds. I think he might have thought somebody touched that, but we didn't.
Lochtefeld will push up to Russell Gale. Russell will then fire to Derek. Derek will fire up three.
Nice.
Good. Three-point basket. Derek Lochtefeld now be his first points of tonight. 52-15, and he's had the lead. Number 24, Hemrick will fire up a two-pointer up. No good. Rebound by Derek Lochtefeld. He'll give over to Gale. Gale will then drive, dish out to Carson Rammel. Carson will fire up.
There we go. Let's get Carson going. I know he's a shooter. He hasn't scored much this year, but he has a beautiful shot. And that one is dead center, and it's 55-15. Indians have scored at least 20 straight points.
Pretty close. That's 35, exactly 15. 20, yeah. You're right.
It was 35-15, and it might even been even more than that, but it's 35-15 at half, and we've held them scoreless in the second half completely. 4:45 left here. Let's just talk about, again, the games coming up next week. Friday, it's boys hosting Greenville on Friday night. And then Saturday, the girls host Jay County at noon. So be sure you get here for those games. And we'll have some pretty good games going on here in Portside Fieldhouse next week after Christmas. So I hope everybody has a great Christmas. Should be a good, with a long 4-day weekend for everybody. Most people don't have to do any work on Monday, even go in, but most of the people that do have to go in aren't going to have to do much. So that'll be good. So 4:45 left here in the contest. I'm pretty sure we're not going overtime tonight. We did 3 overtimes last night. That makes up for the whole rest of the year. That was enough. We ended up winning over there at Wapakoneta by 66-60.
But Garrett will get it in to Hemrick. Hemrick will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Dylan Evers.
If those had started going in the second quarter, this would be a completely different game. But they just weren't, just bouncing off the rim for the Tigers. And then they got behind, and then they're pushing, and they're just not... Indians have just dominated.
So Seth Lochtefell will go to the line shooting two. First time at the line tonight. I'm just going to say I'm not a big fan of this group down here in front of us, Neil. I mean, they're just, I mean, considering...
They're fans.
I mean, if you just know the game of basketball, I mean, we haven't had a chance to foul. And I mean, considering our principal has come over to talk to him to just try to calm him down after.
Well, he didn't come over to talk to him. He walked by and somebody said something to him. And it may have been a completely just not even a serious conversation. Might have been somebody he knew, but there was some things exchanged and he walked away with a smile. But I don't know what that was about. But you know, they're arguing about a lot of stuff. But you know, I do too. I try to help the officials every chance I get. So I am not the person to be criticizing somebody's fans for thinking that they might not be getting the best end of the officiating, even if 40 points down. So Kenny Judy back for another
free throw up. No good. He misses both. So the Tigers will get back. Beam will bring it on up. Number 21, Garrett will give it over to number 24, Hemrick. Hemrick will then drive and will be fouled. So you go line shooting two.
Yeah, in our game last night, our varsity game last night at Wapakoneta, we were down 30 points and I was mad about a few calls. I wasn't happy about some of them. But, you know, so fans will be fans, and sometimes they will argue about every time the whistle blows, they'll either boo or cheer. But some of them aren't just doing that. They think that things are not going their way on certain ones. So I guess that's okay. A little bit of a close guarding, and they're going to call a foul on 21, R.J. Garrett.
So, Lochtefell is step line shooting two.
We're under 4 minutes now here in the game. 55-16.
Lochtefell's first one is up and no good. So, Derek will get his second. Up and no good.
Kenny Judy with the rebound. Puts a left-hander up. That was a nice, strong move. He put it up with his left hand. Got fouled on his right. And up and in. 57. And Kenny gets a shot at another point here. Nice shot. That was a pretty stroke he had there.
He's been showing a lot of effort, and that's why he's getting a decent amount of playing time here. Yeah. And
he's getting results. He's putting out the effort and getting results. Effort is huge, but results helps a lot, too. I like him.
Hemrick will fire up a three up and good. And
so Ansonia's going to call a timeout. And I think it's a 30-second timeout, but we'll take a timeout with him here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians have a 58-19 lead here in the fourth quarter. 3:36 left in the game. Russell Gale will get the ball. They'll give press, and he'll give it up to Carson Rammel. Carson will give it back to Russell Gale. And over to Carson. Carson will drive baseline, dish off to Kenny Judy, up and what a play there by
that was
Carson
nice.
Rammel.
That was a great pass, and Kenny Judy played that. He just went right smooth, right straight at the basket. That was great.
So And Eames hit 60 here tonight in the JV game. Number 24, Hemrick will fire up a long two up no good. Rebound by Lockville, and he'll give it over to Gale.
Gale getting pressured in the backcourt.
Gale.
Trying to get it across pretty close to 10. I wasn't counting with him, but it's close.
Aww. And Derek will try to hit Seth, and you will throw it too far in front of him. So.
Lockville boy's a little out of sync for being twins, but that's okay. Went to the basket and tried to get him a bounce pass. It was too close to his feet for it to come back up for him. So got a couple of subs for Lori and Sonia, and they'll put some new players in and get some other people about 3 minutes of junior varsity playing time.
And Sonia gets it back. Number 22, Widener, will put up a shot.
Little Euro move, but just didn't go in.
And so it'll be rebound by Russell Gale. Gale will give it up to Lockfell to Carson Rammel. Carson back to Derek Lockfell over to Seth. Lockfell, Seth will then have it stolen away by the Tigers. Number 12, Longenecker, and will be stolen away by Derek Lockfell. Derek will then drive all the way up. No good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. He'll be fouled. So he'll go to the line shooting two.
Yeah, he went up strong on that, but it only got about a foot out of his hand because there's a guy there that was going to make sure he wasn't going to make that. He got a little bit of ball and a whole lot of arm. He was going to make sure that didn't go in.
So Case, first one is up and bounces around. No good.
Twice and not in, but not a bad foul shot. Kenny has six. So he can get seven right here.
Kenny will fire up the second up, and it is good. So, the Tigers will bring it on up.
Just over 2 minutes now.
And number 21, Garrett loses it, and Russell Gale comes up without it. I have to say, Neil, I haven't seen a lot of Brian Benn, but, I mean, I can't be mad Tony Overton. I mean, Kenny Judy's been getting put in a
right
game for tonight.
And, you know, this game is well under control, so let's let Kenny play. We know what Brian has, and we might want to use him in the varsity game, so keep him a little fresher. And, it's going to be it's nothing but helping this team with Kenny Judy out there playing as well as he is.
Seth Lockfield threw up a three up, no good. Kenny Judy got the rebound. It'll be a jump ball, so the Indians will get back.
Kenny's gaining confidence with every play. And
119. Wow, what a pass by Derek Lockfield to Kenny Judy.
Kind of a bounced it kind of behind his back to Kenny, who's wide open on the left side, and an easy lay-in, and he's got nine. Man. Kenny's been playing well, but that made him look really good because he was wide open, and they got him ball right to him, and he was grinning after that one, and so was I.
Longenecker will
puts up the shot. Carson Rammel tried to block it and got his arm a little bit there, so legitimate foul on that one.
So Longenecker will go line shooting three.
Minute 11 left here, 63-19, Indians way up.
First one is up and no good.
So I'm looking at the scoreboard. They have the 19 points. They've made six threes and a foul shot and have not made anything inside the arc except for one foul shot.
Yep.
And they just missed this one, got a chance for another one. They have tried a few shots inside, but our inside guys are pretty strong. There's another foul shot for them, so they've got a couple of points besides threes. But they've only scored 5 points this second half, all here in the fourth quarter. And it's Lockfield over to Seth Lockfield in the corner. Tries to drive the baseline. He's bumped a little bit there by Setzer.
So Seth will step to line shooting two. This will be his second time over 4-2 so far. 63-20.
A little under a minute.
First one is up and no good. And Seth will get his second. Is up and good. And that puts everyone on the board.
I like it.
For the Indians tonight.
The fans were rooting for him.
and be out of bounds. I don't know what fell, but something.
And I think that was one of Rob's transformers.
I think everyone's on the board for the innings.
Everybody that's in the game is on, and yeah, I believe
everyone is on the scoreboard.
Yep,
so
that's great.
Derek Lockefell will give over to Russell Gale. Gale will then get double teamed over to Derek. Derek back to Russell. Chris on play. Keep away now.
Yep.
Russell Gale will have the ball. Mm-hmm. He'll give over to Carson Rammel.
I wouldn't think that Ansonia is gonna foul us on purpose, but they are trying to steal the ball.
Gale has the ball, top of the key. 64-20, and this will end it. So about 10 seconds left, and the Indians are not trying to score. And
down to 4 seconds. Russell just hold it now, and they'll walk away from him, and there's the buzzer. It final is 64-20. We'll be back in a minute or so with a little bit of wrap-up, and then we'll hand it over to WPGW for the varsity game. Back in just a minute.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We are back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians junior varsity team defeated Ansonia 64-20. And Ansonia, I'll let Reese give you some of the stats here and do a little wrap up, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll get you back with WPGW. Go ahead, Reese.
Scoring for the Indians tonight. Everyone is on the board, so that's a good sign for Coach O and the Indians. Kobe Wendell had 4. Russell Gale had 2. Riley Will had 8. Dylan Evers had 5. Carson Rimmel had 3. Derek Lochtefeld has 3. Dean Homa had 5. Seth Lochtefeld had a point. Brian Benn had 11. Kenny Judy had 9. Ryan Post had 8. Gavin Toby had 5. And for the Ansonia Tigers, Ethan Fisher has 9. Isaac Barger had 6. And Gavin Wyatt had 4. So that's one. That's the scoring for both teams. And the Indians really just, there's not much more we can really talk about. They just really put it to them, and Ansonia really didn't have an answer for us.
They were living and dying by the three. As you said, every shot they took virtually was at least 80% of their shots were at or near the three-point, past the three-point line, and they weren't making them. And the game got away from them pretty quick when they hit a cold streak. And we went from pretty close to 20 points up in about 3 minutes when they started missing all their shots. So I guess we'll wrap it up. Just want to say be with us again next Friday as the boys host Greenville. And Saturday, the girls will host Jay County. And we will be back in just a little bit. Stay with us or go to 100.9. on WPGW for the varsity game if you want to do radio. If you want to stay right here, we'll be back with the simulcast very shortly.
Broadcast.